Hi, folks. I'm Delaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio feature program with Tom Azure.
Well, hello, Jelaine. Welcome back from Florida.
Well, for a short visit. And this is a Strong Tower Radio feature program, especially with one of our most listened to children's programs.
That's right. That's one of my favorites.
And who is it?
I can't tell you yet. Hey, Jelaine, I got to ask you a question. What is the very first program ever aired on Strong Tower Radio back in 2009, December 23rd? You remember it clearly.
Oh, yes, I do. At 5 p.m. on December 23rd, 2009.
Yeah. And name that program.
It was Your Story Hour, and it was The Life of Jesus.
Amen.
All 12 hours. First thing that Strong Tower Radio ever aired over the air.
That shows our importance of your story hour. How many times a week does your story hour, play on Strong Tower Radio?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm not sure if it's every single day, but I know majority of the days it's 7:30 a.m.
Correct.
And is it 8 p.m. or 8:30 p.m.?
8:30 p.m.
Okay. And those programs are always the same. So if you, because sometimes I've heard this from people, they're listening to the story, but they don't hear it all, but they can listen to it again later on in the day.
On the way home.
Yeah. And then we also, though, have story time at noon. And at 12 o'clock noon, we are airing a different Your Story Hour program.
You have no idea how many times I've had parents and children say that the kids can't leave the car to go to school until they hear the end of the story.
That's right. That's right. So Tom, we have Your Story Hour people on the phone with us, don't we?
We sure do. And so let's go ahead and introduce them. It's Aunt Carol. Aunt Carol, welcome. You're in Massachusetts.
That's right. Hello, Tom and Jelaine. Hello, Strong Tower Radio and all your listeners. We're glad to join you today.
Amen.
Absolutely. Aunt Carol, tell our listeners your background with your story. You are the matriarch.
That's right. I've been with Your Story Hour 36 years now, and it was just the Lord's leading. I asked him to direct me because I was a stay-at-home mom, did a lot of work with kids, you know, with Pathfinders and youth groups, but I wanted to do a little bit more. So I prayed about it, and this word kept coming to my head, radio. I didn't know what to do about it. I'll make a long story short, because I could take the whole interview with this story, but I volunteered at WAUS for a year doing a weekend bookmark, and during that time, they were looking for a new aunt, because Aunt Sue had passed away 2 years before. And due to a lot of things happening, like me driving past the studios on my way home and getting a stomach ache, I was saying, Lord, am I supposed to do something there? I don't really know. But if so, have them come knocking on my door. Well, they were praying about it. And Uncle Dan with Stanley Hill, the original Uncle Dan, and his wife had been praying about it and listening to Weekend Bookmark. They were regular listeners. And one day when Stanley was praying, he heard a voice tell him, that's your new aunt. And so he went to the radio station and asked for my address, but they couldn't, my phone number actually, but they couldn't give it to him because it was unlisted, but they knew who he was. So they gave him my address. Only thing is the 911 system had just come in and the addresses had been changed. So he went knocking on doors until he came to my door. And since I had prayed, Lord, you know, I'm not going near that place. You'll have to have him come knocking on my door. There he did. He knocked on my door and came in. And the next thing I knew, I was being introduced as the new aunt on the program. Now,
amen.
That's an abbreviated version, but the Lord will direct your paths if you ask him to.
That's right.
That sounds like one of the Bible stories that you, Gideon, who put out a fleece.
This. So who else, though, is in the studio? Because we have new aunt and uncles for Your Story Hour.
Hello, I'm Aunt Nikki, and Uncle John's here with me.
Hello, everyone.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to talk to them more, but let's have a word of prayer.
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
Our great Heavenly Father, you love the children.
Amen.
bid them to come unto me, Jesus said, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, we're talking about the kingdom of heaven in small children, middle-aged children, and older children. Lord, everybody loves a story. You told stories. You told parables. And let us just rejoice with your story hour today on their 75th birthday. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we're doing. We're celebrating that 75th anniversary. Let's go to Aunt Carol. And do you mind tell us a little bit about the 75th anniversary? What is the history? How did we come to 2024? And what was the start of your story hour?
Well, the original Uncle Dan, Stanley Hill, and some friends felt the need to reach out to children with a Saturday afternoon Bible story time. And so they gathered kids around from the neighborhood in Eau Claire, Michigan, and started doing that. At the same time, radio stations were needing to have new programs, and they were offering free airtime. And Stanley Hill was talking to this gentleman who had ran WHFB in Benton Harbor, and he offered a half-hour time slot if they could get stories together to actually produce for the air. So a bunch of amateurs got together and started telling stories on the air, and it took off like wildfire. And so there was a real need. And, of course, we used professional actors and actresses. That started within a year or two of the beginning of Story Hour, and it's been going on ever since, and it's the Lord's ministry, because what we offer free. It's not free to produce, but we offer it free to make the boys and girls of today better men and women for tomorrow.
Well, I love that. That's such a great saying you guys have. And the thing was, it started, well, more than 75 years ago, because it started as a children's ministry. That's what you just said.
Right.
And then on the radio 75 years ago.
Right, on WHFB. They use these big platters. Now everything is, done automatically with these machines. Technology is beyond me. I'm ignorant with that part. I just talk. But
I understand. That's what I do too, Carol.
Yeah.
So I do have a question for everyone there. How many radio stations air your story hour?
I'll answer that question. It's really very difficult, really, to give an exact number. We do know that we send it out to at least 2,000 worldwide. The reason why it's difficult is because some of the organizations we send it to have multiple transmitters, so they're technically multiple stations. And for that, we send it out to one address, and then they disseminate it within their network. So it would take a little bit of digging and some people to respond to phone calls for us to know exactly how many, but more than 2,000.
Okay. Well, we understand, because Strong Tower Radio right now has 15 stations. You only send it to one, and we then
right.
send
exactly.
it out.
But it makes it to all 15.
Yes, it does. Yes. And then, so anybody listening nowadays, if they want to go online, how do they find you?
They can go to our website, yourstoryhour.org, and look it up. We are on
YouTube,
and you can, there's several different ways to listen. There's usually a weekly free story, though they can also go and buy them, whether on CD or through MP3s. And download them. So Your Story Hour has just continued to grow. We keep making new stories, and even though it's a radio program and that's our main ministry, we are growing and adapting and continue to make stories that now we're, there's more ways around to get them than just through radio.
Well, and you just said about worldwide. So the stories we listen to are produced in English, but there's other languages also, correct?
Correct. There's Russian and Spanish, and those have their own hosts.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
Yeah, I don't speak either of those languages, so you wouldn't want me telling stories in either Russian or Spanish.
So how many stories do you have active in your vault that you distribute these days?
More than 400.
You have 400 stories, but in today's dollars, because some of them are classic stories that, you know, the stories of the Bible. What is the approximate cost to produce? You mentioned earlier that it's free to the users and the public in general, unless you want to have your own personal copies. But what does it cost? Every ministry costs. Strong Tower Radio, we offer over the air free our programming, but it costs us $600,000 a year to run all of our stations. What does it cost your story hour?
To make one story. That's yes. What you're asking.
The number I've heard is $4,500 per half an hour story.
Yes.
Because you talked about, you know, now you hire professional actors to come in and you always have the sound effects. And
it goes all the way from script writers having to do research, especially our historical stories. You want to get them accurate because they are used in schools quite often or for homeschoolers. And it goes from script writing to paying the actors and actresses, yes, but it's the equipment. It's your sound engineer. It's the post-production. It's every needle drop when you have music. It's putting in the sound effects. It's auditioning children. The children come in, and Aunt Nicole directs them. And then it's putting it all together in a package. And, you know, it does. It costs $4,500. People are always a little shocked about that because you're just telling a story. It sounds easy, but it's putting it together like a jigsaw puzzle.
So, well, plus it takes time, like you said, doing all this. You can record it, but then you have, like, before you start, you have to have the story written. And, you know, it's not just Bible stories you do, because we can get that from the Bible, but all these historical. In fact, I think you're a great history lesson for kids to listen to.
Kids say that they have done very well in their history lessons because of our stories.
Tell our listeners about some of our listeners have heard just a few of your stories. Every once in a while, one pops up that I say, oh, I haven't heard that one yet. Share the range of those stories, Aunt Carol.
Well, we have everything from reaching the younger children all the way to reaching teenagers with some of the things that kids face nowadays that are some of the more difficult stories. But there's stories for everything. There's stories for Christmas. There's miracle stories. There's missionary stories, historical stories, stories that give kids good role models to want to be scientists. To let girls know that they can step out in mathematics and different areas where traditionally, you know, girls were the nurses, they weren't allowed to be doctors. So we pick out heroes through history and hold them up for the kids to give them something to reach for. So adventure stories, you know, cowboys and Indians, everything, a little bit of everything.
What I'm told is that particularly with the historical stories, the new ones that are coming out, many times what our script writers, the stories they want to tell, are actually somebody that may be beside or behind someone that everybody's heard about. Mm-hmm. Because lots of articles were written, but almost nobody ever accomplishes something on their own. They've had support. Well, who are some of those great people that we may not have heard of? You know, maybe the wife of a president or a scientist that was working with another scientist or an explorer that was with another explorer, that their story was just as fascinating and inspirational, even though we may not have heard it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing that I really like about the historical. They're true stories, and you go beyond maybe like you're saying, everybody's heard the story of George Washington, but how many people know about his wife, or, you know, stories like that. Mm-hmm. There's always other people that are involved in these stories.
Aunt Carol, you and Uncle Dan used to do jokes and riddles. Mm-hmm. How did that ever come about?
Well, at that time, I was writing all the chit-chats. And, you know, when we lost Stanley Hill, the original Uncle Dan, and we had Uncle Larry for a while, and then Chet Dameron came in as the new Uncle Dan. He has a bit of a Southern accent. He's a good Southern boy. And I needed to give him a persona. So
okay.
I wrote in riddles and jokes, and kids love riddles and jokes, and they often send them into Clubhouse Magazine, which we offer free on the website now. And it gave us kind of a jumping off place to round out his persona, and kids like it. They write in and they want to stump Uncle Dan or give Uncle Dan something to stump Aunt Carol with. So it was just something to flesh out, because we want the kids to relate to the aunt and uncle, because that's unique with our particular format and actually is relational.
Aunt Carol, I got a riddle for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You know, before we had CDs and MP3 players and all that and downloads from the internet, we had LP records, right?
That's right.
What was the longest playing LP record in history?
The longest playing LP record in history? Well, you know, this is a lot easier to answer when I have a script in front of me. I give up.
I'll tell you what it was. It was my sister's record player that was on repeat, and it didn't change until we changed it every day or two.
Well, you know, I could have answered that another way, because in going across country with my three daughters, Aunt Nicole being one of them, they each had a Your Story Hour album, and they each could take a turn choosing a story. My other two daughters, you know, variegated their stories. Nicole always chose the story of Clara Barton. We heard Clara Barton till we all had it memorized. We heard it ad nauseum, but she became a nurse. Nicole became a nurse. It spoke to something in her heart, and I believe the Lord leads through these stories.
Yes, he does. And those of us that are parents, we realize kids like to hear the story over and over and repeat. And I got to tell you, when you're talking about, you know, kids like the jokes, the riddles, last night I was with my grandkids and we were doing knock knock jokes and riddles. And it made me think of Your Story Hour when we were doing that.
That's good. That's good. It's fun.
Would you tell us some stories that you've heard over the years? So maybe we'll start with Aunt Nikki, some newer stories, but people who have been children who have been impacted by Your Story Hour.
Putting me on the spot like that, my mind goes blank about stories. But we hear regularly from children and adults who tell us how much, you know, listening to these stories have made a difference and which some of their favorites are.
Mm. One of the things Aunt Nikki and I did together, right at the beginning of the pandemic, we realized that there were a bunch of kids that they were sitting around home because we were all under lockdown, and they didn't have nearly enough to do. And there were probably parents out there that were wishing that their kids had more than television to watch. So we decided that we would read chapter books. We ended up reading 5 different chapter books, one right after the other. We read them into a microphone. We traded off chapters to read. Aunt Carol actually helped us with the first book or two. And I'm still getting people sending me emails talking about how meaningful that was to them, and sometimes talking about the animals that they see. Because that was something all the books had in common. They were all about animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aunt Carol, can you tell a story about Your Story Hour youth that was impacted?
Oh, I can think of several right now. I was actually with Tio Daniel, that's a Spanish host, in Puerto Rico because Tia Elena couldn't go. And one young teenager came up. I had done a presentation about Jesus healing the leper. And she came up after several days and told, actually, she wrote me a letter that she had been contemplating suicide. And she's well and healthy today. But she said it was because she realized God did have a plan for her life. And she's not the only one who has told us that once they realize that God had a plan for their lives, that they, you know, they live in bad circumstances and it turned their life around. So gave them hope. So that always touches my heart. And then I have kids always come up and say, Betsy's peanut butter manna is my favorite. And I think maybe that's because the little girl in that story, you know, she was being kind of picked on by her brothers, and her prayer, her specific prayer came true, and the Lord answered it, and it's kind of like, told you so. I think they like that. And that was a present day miracle, actually. We were the script writer, the brother of the little girl that prayed the prayer that that brought an answer to the family who were very hungry. Her brother told the scriptwriter that story, so kind of firsthand.
You know, the thing that just amazes me, though, like I said, everybody loves to hear a story. How many older people have been listening to your story hour, and they hear these stories over and over, but maybe then they finally contact you, let you know, and then they're letting their children and grandchildren know about your story hour, so that this legacy of your story hour is multi-generational.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Very much so. We get letters all the time from not just children saying how much they love your story hour, but we get it from inmates. We get it from adults. We've even had people of all ages, over 100, you know, even saying, send us letters how much they enjoy the story.
One that really touched me was a teenager who came up to me and said that he spent his money that he'd been earning to buy more teen scene albums for his friends because it had helped him so much. That really touched my heart.
Let us just mention a little bit about the teen scene, because some of these stories are very sensitive, and so they can't go online to listen to those stories, because you have other on the website, yourstoryhour.org, people can go and listen to stories, correct?
That's correct, yes.
But the teen scene, they have to contact you and be able to purchase them to listen to them. But almost all the other stories are available for anybody to listen to.
That's correct. There are a few teen scene ones that they can access online.
Okay.
Other than that, it's through MP3 download and buying the CDs, because we want parents to be aware these are sensitive subjects that they deal with teen suicide, with drugs, with, you know, a lot of things that are very sensitive, abortion.
I've got your story hour up on my computer, and you've got free stories. That's where they can listen to, they can download and listen to anything, correct?
Not anything.
Yes.
There's
Well, where it says free stories?
There are free stories every week. There's a free story.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then you have the shop where they can go, and then it says where to listen. So you need to also tell us about the newsletter, because I get a newsletter every month.
Yes, they send out a letter every month, and they update what's going on, keep people knowing what's going on. What were you going to say, Hilton?
Well, one of the things it is, I mean, there are projects that we do every year. There's a recording session that comes in every year, and they update people in regards to the fundraising that is there for that, any promotions that are there. The newsletter, it's to let people that are donors primarily know what's going on with your story hour.
And it's a way we thank people, because your Story Hour is non-denominational and it is only donor supported. We are not backed by anybody, and the Lord provides and encourages people to provide. And so people, we say thank you through that. And we also say thank you to Strong Tower Radio and other radio stations, because we don't pay for our airtime. So thank you very much. You guys give us free time, or other people's, if someone wants it on their radio, they may sponsor us. But your Story Hour doesn't cover that cost. And so we are so appreciative to Strong Tower Radio and to all the other radio stations that make this happen. You guys join with us to provide this ministry.
It's teamwork.
Yes. Amen. You know, it's said that people vote with their feet, but they also vote with their donations. And that's the reason why Your Story Hour has been supported for 75 years, because people believe in what you're doing.
That's right.
Tell us about how people can contact you, and what can our listeners, the Strong Tower Radio listeners, do for Your Story Hour on your 75th birthday?
Well, tell people about Your Story Hour. Pray for Your Story Hour. One, that the Lord continues to provide for us, but also that as people listen to Your Story Hour, that they learn more about how much God loves them. By donations, helping us out financially, people can go to yourstoryhour.org to donate, to buy stories, to listen to stories. There's free Bible studies. They can also call us at 1-800-987-7879.
Yeah, what about a mailing address?
You can write us at Your Story Hour, P.O. Box 8, Niles, Michigan, 49120.
And I've heard that on the radio a lot.
You know, one of the most delightful ways to support Your Story Hour is to buy things in your store, because you have something to take home, to share, and to pass on from each child, each generation, to the next one. So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. I've got old cassette tapes of Your Story Hour, and then I've got albums of the CDs. I don't have any MP3 players, but my grandkids are loving to listen to this.
Jelaine, I'm just like you. I grew up with tapes, and I have CDs. My kids have listened to them. We don't have any MP3s either.
I know people that still use the LPs.
Ah, yes.
Oh, my word. That's amazing.
Well, I'm just very thankful. I mean, it started out with Uncle Dan and Aunt Sue, and then, you know, 75 years ago, so they're not around with us anymore, and we have new uncles and new aunts that are filling in, and I'm just so thankful for that. And every year you do at least how many new stories you try to do?
We try to release 12 new stories a year.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
Well, I want to thank all of the aunts and uncles that have joined us today. And Strong Tower Radio is celebrating your 75th all year long.
Yes, and we love airing Your Story Hour.
Thank you.
Tom and Jelaine, thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Well, listeners, for Jelaine Fenner, I'm Tom Majeure. God bless.
Amen.
Bye now.